Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Anjum Qureshi is with us. He's an ophthalmologist. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
So, computer vision syndrome, I don't think most people have heard of this, but I know a lot of people who are in front of a computer screen every single day. And of course, you get some eye strain and fatigue. I know maybe a headache. Would it cause blurred vision as well?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the term computer vision syndrome is tough because a lot of people are going to suffer from the symptoms of it without a true diagnosis of it, because it's not necessarily, you know, a medical condition. It's something that we suffer from based on what we do in our everyday life. So absolutely, a lot of the symptoms of digital eye strain include blurry vision, eye fatigue, headaches, double vision that comes and goes, even more physical symptoms like dryness of the eyes, itching, tearing, and things like that.
Oh, the dry and the itching. I didn't know what that was. I certainly got that going on.
Yeah, a lot of that, you know, digital computer vision syndrome encompasses both issues from the eye itself as well as musculoskeletal issues from positioning. But dry eyes themselves worsen when you are focusing on something on your computer, on a phone. You just don't blink as much. So the tears evaporate and you get some of those dry eye symptoms. And you also get some of the feelings of just blurry vision, eye fatigue from overusing the tiny eye muscles that are necessary for the eyes to focus.
And why is it different than reading a book or reading several pages, you know, of documents?
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes there is a condition called presbyopia, which tends to happen in the early 40s and get worse, where near vision in general can be tougher, you know, where having reading glasses can help. But with digital devices specifically, there's a lot of issues with the glare, contrast, the backlighting, and things like that just create more strain for our eyes. The eyes just have to differentiate a lot more light coming in, so it fatigues the eye more. It doesn't necessarily damage the eye, but it does create more symptoms.
So when a patient shows up to you and says, look, I have a headache or my eyes are dry or I have blurred vision, it's usually just while they're looking at a computer screen for long periods of time. Can they get away from that and then these symptoms disappear?
Usually, yes. You know, some people that have baseline dry eyes or other conditions that can cause similar symptoms still can get symptoms off and on throughout the day. For example, dry eyes happen a lot when you go outside in the winter. You get a gust of wind, your eyes start tearing all the time. That's actually because the tear film evaporates all of a sudden. So you definitely can have those symptoms away from computer use, but they tend to be kind of concentrated and come on together with extended computer use for those issues of increased sensitivity from lighting of screens or even glare off of screens if you're at work, plus the dry eyes. And some people with extended use, the positioning is important because you can actually develop some neck strain from positioning of computers and devices that can feel like it's headache or eye strain as well.
So how long should we be on a computer before we step away or take a break? Is there anything you have to offer people who could, you know, maybe help alleviate these symptoms?
Yeah, so what we usually recommend for people that need to be on computers, phones, et cetera, and I guess nowadays that is everybody, is what we call the 20-20-20 rule. So every 20 minutes, take a break for 20 seconds, kind of defocus on your near tasks, what you're looking at, look off in the distance at something else just to relax some of those eye muscles, reducing eye fatigue. Also using lubricant drops. These are generally over-the-counter lubrication, artificial tear drops, not drops that say get the red out or redness relief, but just lubricants. Using those before you know you're going to be on the computer or on the phone for a long period of time. And during that, you know, little bit of a break, you can put those in, and that helps relieve some of the dry eye symptoms associated with that as well. From a work standpoint, you know, sometimes those screen shades that can decrease some of the glare, reducing brightness, increasing contrast on the screen, things like that can help reduce some of the eye strain that you experience as well.
So dry eye, your eyes are actually watering more or they're not watering at all?
So a little bit of both. So dry eyes and the symptoms that encompass dry eyes, which again can be aching, feeling dry, sticky, itchy, and tearing, it usually comes from a decrease of overall tear formation. So your eyes are just generally dry. But when they hit a certain threshold and they get more dry, there's a reflex that makes your eyes start tearing. So that's why the dry eyes actually cause tearing. And that can happen when the eyes are just not producing enough baseline lubrication. And that's where sometimes, even though it sounds backwards and feels backwards, doing lubricant drops a couple times a day regularly can prevent those episodes of increased tearing that people get.
Dr. Qureshi is an ophthalmologist at Northwestern Medicine. We're talking about CVS or computer vision syndrome. So no long-term damage then? It's just about making sure you take those regular breaks away from your screen?
Yes, I do think so. Again, computer vision syndrome encompasses the neck and back issues as well that can be from a positioning problem. So that, you know, if you're stuck in the same position with your head hunched looking at a computer 8 hours a day every day, that can certainly build up with certain issues. But from an eye standpoint, there's no data that this kind of exposure in adulthood causes significant damage to the retina or to the eye. Definitely symptomatic issues. And in kids, you know, I think we have the long-term data is not there, but we know that extended near focus and holding things very close up can change the development of the eye and long-term prescriptions and potentially other risks down the road. So I think it's different in kids than adults. But there's currently no data of damage long-term to the eye from computer vision syndrome. It's more helping with the symptoms and the suffering that people have.
That's interesting. It's interesting about the kids, doctor, because you're right. Their eyes are developing. How often should you bring your kid in for an eye exam, or is that even a thing?
Yeah, I typically, and a lot of it is guided by school rules as well, but typically once a year, kids need to have an eye exam to check on certain things, including vision, depth perception, color, positioning of the eyes, like strabismus, which is the technical term for lazy eye. And typically once a year is necessary for schools, but if there's ever, you know, parents noticing that kids are having trouble focusing, needing to get too close or moving their head, preferring one eye or the other, then definitely it's worthwhile seeing a pediatric eye doctor to evaluate that. I think with kids, we have to take a little extra caution because they may not complain about a lot of symptoms, but we can prevent a lot of issues by making sure that the eyes are healthy in kids.
And a yearly eye exam for adults is probably recommended as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think a lot of people are scared when they get some of the transient blurred vision and symptoms from digital eye strain, concerned for more serious conditions like macular degeneration. And I always say if things are transient, they come and go, it's typically not anything in the eye causing significant damage. But we generally recommend for adults once a year eye exam, but obviously sooner if anyone has any specific concerns or a lot of these symptoms that feel like they're out of the ordinary.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.